Hi, Mum, called Jack as he came into the house. Hi, love, his mum called back from the kitchen. Nice smells are emanating from that room. It smelled like casserole. He went in and found his mum, Liz, chopping up carrots. She was wearing a skirt that clung to her full ass. She was 44, but Jack's mum was still a beautiful woman. She was a nurse at the local hospital and had the day off. He walked over to her and gave her a kiss on the cheek. Good day, she asked. Yeah, not bad, he replied, dumping his bag on a chair in the corner. We had art. That's your favourite, isn't it? Said his mum. It's not bad, he replied. Tell you what, though, I could do with a fuck. You're horny, laughed his mum as she continued to chop the carrots. Yeah, said Jack. I'm such a boner on the school bus. I was thinking about you. Well, I haven't got time, said his mum, matter-of-factly. Got to get this ready before your dad gets back. You know he'll be hungry as soon as he comes in. Anyway, your sister's upstairs. Jack's twin sister Lacey had been pestering him for sex. She knew her brother had a thick, meaty cock and had become determined that she was going to lose her virginity to her brother. The previous night, she had sat on his bed, spread her legs, showing him her tight, hair-covered fanny. Please, bro, she pleaded. I really want to try it. He had politely refused, but his sister was persistent, so he compromised, finger-fucking her to a trembling orgasm. Fuck, her fanny had been wet. He hadn't told his mum this. He wasn't sure how she'd take it. He walked over to his mum and pushed up against her lovely arse, letting her feel the bulge in his trousers. Come on, he said, running a hand through his mum's golden, thick hair. He knew she liked this. I won't take long, not the way I'm feeling. She pushed him away, laughing. No, I'll never get this finished if we start having sex. Her son was persistent, though, and gripped her firm buttocks in his hand. He heard his mum gasp quietly and knew that she was coming round to the idea. He lifted her skirt up and gripped the mound of her vagina with one hand. She shifted slightly and he could feel the heat through the material of her knickers. I can tell you want to, he laughed, pulling her knickers down her thighs. His mum, laughing, tried to push him away. No, stop it. Her son gripped her now uncovered hairy mound and pushed a thumb into her pussy hole, pleased to find that his mum was already wet. She gasped as he pushed his thumb as far as it would go into her. I promise I'll be quick. He started to twist his thumb back and forth, enjoying the heat of his mum's fanny. His mum put the knife down. Okay, but be quick. Her son didn't need any more invitation, and as soon as his mum got rid of her knickers, he dropped his trousers and underpants, letting his thick, 10-inch cock spring free. He pushed his mum up against the worktop and pushed up her skirt. His mum gasped, spreading her legs wider to give her son better access to her hot, wet vagina. Jack pushed his bulbous cock head up against his mum's hole, savouring the hot wetness of her vagina, the same vagina that had given birth to him 17 years earlier. His mum was breathing hard now. Hurry up, she hissed. He gripped her arse and thrust his thick cock up to the hilt in his mum's hot fanny. She groaned as he bottomed out in her. He gripped her hair and pulled her head back. How do you want me to fuck you? Asked the 17-year-old. Fuck me hard, she gasped. Fuck your mum's cunt hard. He gripped her shoulder with his other hand and started pounding at his mum's hairy cunt, fucking her as hard as he could. He reached under her apron and grabbed her firm 36D tits through the blouse that she was wearing as he continued to power into her, and she squealed in pleasure. She was now pushing back to meet each one of her son's powerful thrusts, and he felt his heavy balls slap against her. Fuck me, she squealed. Your mum's horny and she needs a good fucking. He gripped her ass now with both hands as his mum's fanny juice foamed up around her son's thick cock meat. "Aren't you glad your mum lets you do this?" gasped his mum as they fucked frantically. "Aren't you glad she lets you fuck her?" "Oh, mum, I'm gonna come, he gasped. "Grab my hair while you come," begged his mum. "Oh, fuck," gasped Jack, grabbing a handful of his mum's thick hair and pulling her head back. "I love you, mum," he shouted as he exploded into her vagina, spraying jet after jet of thick white spunk into her womb, plastering the pink walls with lashings of hot boy jizz. Oh, oh, come on, baby, give it to me. Oh, pound into me. Oh, give it to me. Oh, baby. Oh, Jack. Oh, pound your mum's pussy. Oh, hard. Oh, yeah.